This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Several smaller Northeast Ohio universities have nationally ranked basketball teams. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about how John Carroll and Case Western Reserve have rebuilt their programs and how the number one ranked Ashland women's team maintains its dominance.
They've sort of become like Mount Union football in Division III, what's for years and years, this powerhouse. It's a shocking thing when they lose any time. Kerry Pickens is the current coach there. All right, Amanda, she's in her sixth season. She's lost 16 games, and she's won 165.
So this Ashland women's team, they are the defending Division II national champions, and this season they've only lost one game.
They've always been good, borderline dynasty, but if you're going to put a dynasty crown on them, now would be the time.
And then if you look on the men's side, we're talking about Division III. John Carroll is having an incredible season.
Yes, John Carroll for a little while this year, until about a week ago, was ranked number one in Division III. Never had happened before. John Carroll was always good with the legendary coach Mike Moran. They got as high as number three, but never could get to the top. Now this year they got ranked number one. His son Pete Moran is the coach. Now they're ranked number three, and they are 23-2. Now, I remember last year they had eight transfers. I go, what are you doing with eight transfers in Division III, non-scholarship basketball? And it turned out seven of the eight were all from Northeast Ohio. Three of the kids were related to the Moran family. There was all these connections. So then I wanted to check this year, will they bring in eight transfers again, or what happened to the other eight transfers? And seven of them are still there. But really what they found out, several of the players, is that playing at that high level of Division I and not playing much wasn't that a lot of fun. So Mike Moran, kind of the godfather of the program, calls them the homegrown tomatoes because he said, you know, we wanted them to begin with. We want them to come home and stay home. And so this year they took no transfers. So basically they just rebuilt their program there. They were losing a few years ago, and now they've become one of the top Division III programs in the country.
What about Case Western Reserve University, ranked number 12 this season in men's college basketball in Division III, 20-4 record?
They're a fascinating story because it's a slightly different twist on the transfer story. Todd McGinnis is the basketball coach there, and he's been there for several years. And they were okay. But last year, they made the NCAA tournament Division III for the first time in school history. And they had a couple key players who had been at other D3 schools for 4 years, but then transferred in to go to Case for their graduate year at either the business school, pre-med. So a couple of those players helped them make the NCAA tournament last year. So I looked this year, and I said, well, who's their stars this year? I looked and said, Anthony Bazale. I recognize that name from somewhere. And sure enough, look, he played the last 4 years at Baldwin Wallace. He's a graduate student in finance. He's averaging 19.6 points. And then they have another kid that came in, Colin Call. And like Mazzeo, he is a finance grad student also. He's averaging 15 points and 7.3 rebounds. You know, I'm fascinated because we obviously had the transfer portal in Division I, and everybody's getting the name, image, and likeness money. And I mean, I know of a Division I AA quarterback who went to a Big Ten school for $600,000. That was the going price, you know, to NIL deal. Well, you're not getting this. You're getting these guys are trying to get that Case Western Reserve graduate degree next to their name and network for jobs. So to me, these are all cool stories, whether it's more of the traditional program at Ashland. They tend to be also from Northeastern or Central Ohio. Or how John Carroll for 1 year decided to go heavy into transfers to get the homegrown tomatoes back home. Or Case Western, who brings kids in. Really, these kids are coming from all across the country because of the power that Case has to attract strong academic students. And some of them could shoot some hoops, too.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.